2012.
Some economists have warned that the World Bank's new forecast for South Africa's economic growth might be too optimistic for the country to realize. The bank has cut the country's economic growth outlook to below 1% for 2020 due to electricity concerns. Chief Economist at the Center for Risk Analysis, Ian Cruickshank.
You've got consumers and business both pulling back and saying it's not the right time for spending. Where are we going to get growth from? I'm afraid that in an environment where there's declining electricity supply, where there's declining activity in all areas of commerce and industry, we've got to face the fact that that 0.9 may be optimistic.
Meanwhile, Eskom says it's working on replenishing its emergency services. The power utility have announced that some of its units have returned to service, and this has resulted in downgrading its Stage 2 load shedding to Stage 1. Eskom's Dikgatso Motai.
Our intention is, however, to use as little diesel as possible in order to manage our costs. Our diesel generators will therefore only be used in the event of emergencies to back up our other units. We remind customers that load shedding is an essential and controlled measure to ensure that the integrity of the grid is not compromised.
Lesotho's governing ABC party has asked Prime Minister Tom Tabane to resign over allegations that he was involved in the murder of his estranged wife 2 years ago. Lesotho's police commissioner made the allegations in court documents. Tabane hasn't responded to the allegations. And finally, the Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives have voted to limit President Donald Trump's ability to pursue military action against Iran without the approval of Congress. The BBC's Peter Bowes.
The measure is mostly symbolic. It mandates that Congress must approve any future conflict with Iran, except in cases of an imminent attack against the U.S. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he wouldn't mind consulting with Congress in certain cases, but he retained the right to make split-second decisions.
Recapping a top story at 8, the Institute for Security Studies says since 2012 there's been an increase in serious violent and syndicated crimes in South Africa. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder. On the roads on a Friday, Germiston N3 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle for you near the Geldenaar interchange. It's got slow-moving traffic. Brackenfell, Cape Town, R300 northbound, it's slow-moving traffic towards the highway. Cape Town M5 northbound, slow-moving traffic now towards the N2. Centurion N14, keep an eye out on the southbound area. There's a crash near the Jean Avenue exit. Sandton M1 northbound, stationary vehicle for you near the Grayston Drive exit. And Parklands in the Western Cape, Malibongwe Drive eastbound, it's queuing traffic now towards River
Gates
Drive.
That's a cow, a bunga, dear.
That's a cow, a bunga.
Good morning.